The annual Taste of Buffalo is upon us, and it's a chance now to talk with the Taste Chairman for 2012. That's Chris Hedgecock. And Chris, first and foremost, this is a big endeavor for whoever gets that role as chairman. And I'm always kind of curious when I talk to, how did you end up getting involved in this?
Yes, it is a big endeavor. I got involved almost 15 years ago, just bartending at one of the hospitality tents. And, you know, with the board of directors and all the volunteers, it's like a big family, and you just get, you know, more and more involved as you get to know people. And eventually, in the early 2002, there was an opening on the board of directors, and I was elected in, and slowly became more and more involved every year.
Do you think that that family feel that it sounds like you have among the board and the volunteers and such, do you think that spreads out to the people who come on down?
Yes, yes. We have a lot of family activities. I try to keep it at the family event. It's like, you know, 400,000 of my closest friends come down there every year.
Hey, now what about for this year? Every year I know that you guys try to change it a little bit. The essence of it always is going to remain the same, isn't it? But what about things that might be different for this year?
Speaking of the family events, we brought back a kid zone this year. We're coining it Taste of Fun Kid Zone, and it's presented by Roly Polies, where we have some energetic and fun obstacle courses for the kids, participative fitness activities, and a community-wide art project. So we got a lot of kids' activities down there. And also, this is the first time we've invited food trucks to participate. For the Buffalo's Great Food Trucks will be joining us down in Delaware. Lloyd's, Roaming Buffalo, R&R Barbecue, and Cheesy Chick.
Hmm, that's an interesting addition for sure.
Yeah.
Are they eligible like the other establishments for some of the prizes that will be awarded?
Yes, they're totally eligible. They meet all the requirements. One of the requirements that we have every year is that all the restaurants have completely different food items, all unique. So one of the things that the food trucks had to do is make sure there was no duplicates with the other 51 restaurants that are going to be down on the taste. So they're all duplicates, and they can compete in all the same prizes.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. There aren't going to be any duplicates. I'm sure that's going to make the consumer happy. But that must be quite the process, trying to get the restaurants to agree upon that. How does that process work out?
We do it by grandfathering in the restaurants that were in the previous years. They can keep their food items. So when new restaurants apply, we look at what they're making, and we tell them, no, this is a duplicate. You have to think of something else. So we'd like to keep the over 200 different food items available. So there's a lot of different varieties for somebody coming down.
And then, Chris, how about the particulars, like you said, for someone coming down, someone who hasn't been down in a while, or maybe that rare person here in Western New York who hasn't been to the Taste of Buffalo, perhaps in terms of parking or transportation? What are some of your suggestions?
The Taste is on Delaware Avenue from Chippewa down to Niagara Square. Right on our website, tasteofbuffalo.com, there's a link to the NFTA, where if you want to take a bus or train down, just all schedules. But downtown parking on the weekend is quite available.
Chris Hedgecock is the chairman of this year's Taste of Buffalo. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Jay.